Peter Pan to the rescue. Wendy Darling was sitting on top of a cloud with her two younger brothers, John and Michael, gazing down in wonder at Never Neverland spread out below them. "Oh, thank you for teaching us how to fly," Wendy said gratefully to Peter Pan and the little fairy Tinkerbell. "We'd never have been able to see all this otherwise." "Look, Wendy," interrupted John, pointing below him. "It's just the same as in the stories you told us. There's the Indian camp." "And there's Captain Hook on the pirate ship," exclaimed Michael, jumping up and down with excitement. "Look out!" yelled Peter. And the next moment there was a loud blast of gunfire and a cannonball whizzed up at them from the pirate ship. "Oh, help!" cried Wendy and the boys as they all ducked down into the cloud for cover. But Peter Pan was quick to take control of the situation. "I'll stay here and deal with Captain Hook. Tinkerbell, you take Wendy and the boys to the hideout at Hanging Oak. Quickly now." Tinkerbell took off to lead the way, but the little fairy flew much too fast for the others. "Tinkerbell, wait!" cried Wendy frantically, for she was only a beginner at flying, and she couldn't possibly keep up. "Tinkerbell, please wait for us." But the tiny fairy was so jealous of Wendy that she simply flew all the faster and reached the hideout long before her. There she found the lost boys fast asleep. These were the children who lived with Peter Pan and never wanted to grow up. Tinkling as loudly as she could, the tiny fairy woke them all up. And then she did a very mean thing. "Shoot the girl, Tinkerbell," one of the boys said sleepily. "Well, if it's an order from Peter." "Right, we'll get her," said another. "Take aim. Fire!" Poor Wendy, struggling through the sky, trying to find Tinkerbell, flew straight into a barrage of sticks and stones and air gun pellets. "Ah!" she screamed and tumbled helplessly down towards the jagged rocks below her. From out of nowhere, Peter Pan swooped to the rescue and caught her in the nick of time. A moment later, John and Michael landed in a heap in some foliage nearby. "We did it!" shouted the lost boys, running up triumphantly to Peter Pan. "We obeyed your orders and shot her down." "Did you say my orders?" asked Peter in surprise. "Yes, Tinkerbell said..." "Tinkerbell?" Peter frowned angrily. "Tinkerbell, come here at once!" Tinkerbell stood defiantly in front of Peter, not looking at all sorry for what she'd done, and this made Peter even more cross. "Tinkerbell," said Peter, shaking with anger, "you've done a very wicked thing, and from now on you're banished forever." With a murderous look at Wendy, Tinkerbell flew off in a spray of angry red sparks of pixie dust. But despite everything, Wendy felt sorry for the unhappy little fairy. "Please don't banish her forever," she begged. "Oh, very well," Peter relented. "Just for 1 week, then." John and Michael soon made friends with the lost boys, and they set off for the Indian camp to meet the big chief and his daughter, Tiger Lily. Wendy wanted to explore the Mermaid's Lagoon, and Peter was delighted to introduce her to his friends, the mermaids. Proudly, they showed her round their beautiful lagoon. Delicate seashells were scattered over the rocks. Starfish nestled in the rock pools. And at the bottom of the crystal clear water lay clusters of colourful water plants. "Oh, it's so lovely here," gasped Wendy in delight. "I'd like to stay forever." But she might have changed her mind if she had seen what was going on in the Pirate's Cove on the other side of the lagoon. There, in a rowing boat bobbing up and down in the sea, sat Captain Hook and his faithful servant, Mr. Smee. They had captured Tiger Lily, the Indian chief's daughter, who was sitting in the boat with them, firmly bound and glaring at them angrily. Peter climbed up onto a rock and was just about to leap into the inviting water for a swim when he spotted the rowing boat. "It's Smee and Captain Hook," he exclaimed. "Hook, Hook, Hook," cried the mermaids in alarm, and one by one they plunged into the water and hid among the rocks. Peter flitted from rock to rock, never taking his eyes from the rowing boat. "They've captured Tiger Lily," he gasped, "and it looks like they're heading for Skull Rock. Come on, Wendy, we're going for a closer look." Captain Hook was the nastiest person in Never Never Land. He and Peter Pan had had many battles, and in one famous sword fight, Peter had cut off the captain's hand. In its place was a huge, menacing Hook. Peter had thrown Hook's hand to a hungry crocodile, who now followed the pirate ship wherever it went, hoping to finish his tasty meal. And ever since that day, Hook's greatest ambition was to be rid of Peter Pan once and for all. As the captain's boat approached Skull Rock, poor Tiger Lily was shaking with fear, but still she glared at him defiantly. Hook forced her from the boat and left her stranded on a tiny rock, with the water lapping all around her.
"Now, little princess," snarled Captain Hook, "all you have to do is tell me where Peter Pan's hiding place is, and I'll set you free."
"No, never." Tiger Lily shook her head. "Peter Pan is my friend, and I shall never betray him."
"She must talk," Hook muttered to Mr. Smee. "I must get even with Peter Pan, if it's the last thing I do."
Yes, Captain. Yes, sir, said Smee.
"This is your last chance, Tiger Lily," said Captain Hook with a cruel laugh. "Talk now,
or you're finished."
"Never, I won't," repeated Tiger Lily bravely as the water gradually began to inch up to her neck. Peter, who was hiding behind Skull Rock, knew he had to do something quickly, anything to distract their attention from Tiger Lily. He crept forward, and putting his mouth close to a hollow in the rock, he spoke in a ghostly voice, which echoed all around the pirate's cove. "Beware, Captain Hook, beware," called the spooky voice. "This is the Red Indian spirit of Manitoa, the spirit of the great sea water. Beware, Captain Hook, beware."
"Did you hear that, Smee?" asked the captain with a puzzled frown.
Yes, Captain, it's an evil spirit,"
stammered Mr. Smee, quaking with fear from head to foot.
Let's untie the princess and get out of here."
"Shut up, you old fool," scoffed Captain Hook, peering around him, his eyes narrowing with suspicion.
Then he saw a flash of green as Peter Pan moved around the rock.
"I knew it," he shouted angrily. "It's Peter Pan up to his tricks again. Just wait till I catch that boy."
"Oh, Peter, be careful," cried Wendy
as Peter darted out to confront his old enemy. Wendy covered her face with her hands, too scared to look as a terrible duel began. All she could hear was the swishing of Captain Hook's sword as he tried to corner Peter Pan. But Peter was far too quick for Hook and was never in any real danger. The captain was soon spinning dizzily around, trying to catch him. Just as Wendy was wondering if she dared to look, there was an awful scream and a big splash. Peter's voice rang out triumphantly.
"Watch out, Hook, or the crocodile will get you."
Wendy opened her eyes to see Captain Hook clinging desperately to the edge of the rock while the crocodile snapped its jaws impatiently below. Meanwhile, Peter flew down to Tiger Lily, swept her up in his arms, and carried her off in the direction of the Indian camp. Wendy was quite dazed by her adventures, but gathering herself together, she flew as fast as she could after them, Captain Hook's cries for help still ringing in her ears. One thing was for sure. Real life in Never Never Land was even more exciting than any of the stories they had made up in the nursery at home.